Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. In what would be a history-making day in New York City, federal prosecutors are expected to unseal an indictment today against Mayor Eric Adams. The exact charges are not yet known, but this presumably has to do with alleged ties to foreign governments, specifically allegations that the government of Turkey illegally funneled money into his 2021 campaign. Just this week, we had word that the federal probe had expanded, with investigators looking into the mayor's dealings with six other governments: Israel, China, Qatar, South Korea, and Uzbekistan. Our Juliet Papa with a closer look.
For the last several weeks and even months, because of all the subpoenas that were served, and day after day, it was this drip, drip, drip of information. But the mayor at some point will have to appear in court to answer to these charges in a federal indictment. Now, these allegations are sealed but are expected to be announced. I'm hearing that he's expected to surrender next week, an agreement that's worked out between the U.S. Attorney's Office and his lawyer. The first time in the history of New York City that a sitting mayor is facing criminal charges. Now, two previous mayors have resigned, Walker and O'Dwyer. Mayor de Blasio was the subject of a criminal investigation during his term but was not charged. Now, we've been talking about the swirl of subpoenas. It appears on multiple investigations for months.
And not only this probe, the indictment comes after multiple members of his administration stepped down, either for personal reasons or amid other investigations, including the city's top lawyer, the police commissioner, the health commissioner, and just yesterday, the school's chancellor. Ahead of the indictment even being unsealed, Eric Adams tried to get ahead of this, releasing a video statement. Let's get that part of the story from our Glenn Schuck.
You know, in this brief video, Eric Adams saying the charges against him are false and they're based on lies. But the mayor goes on to say he's not surprised by the indictment, but insists he's not quitting.
Many may say I should resign because I cannot manage the city while fighting the case. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city, and lead it I will. I humbly ask for your prayers and your patience.
So what should Adams be doing next? We heard from political consultant Hank Scheinkopf.
He should hold the speech until more is known. He should also make sure that his people are working the boroughs where his vote came from to buttress the population there, to make them understand that this is a momentary issue, that it's an indictment and not a conviction, and that he's going to be running for
re-election. And as there has been all night, there's been a huge media presence from all over the country here outside the streets of Gracie Mansion. You're talking about, Susan, certainly a historic moment in New York City. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here at Gracie Mansion.
Well, Glenn, there are now numerous calls for Eric Adams to resign, including from City Comptroller Brad Lander, who is among those who have already announced that he would be challenging the mayor in next year's election. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
The police commissioner resigned. The school's chancellor is stepping down. So I don't see a scenario where the mayor can give the full focus and attention to restoring trust in government, to filling all those positions, and to solving the challenges New Yorkers are facing while defending himself against very serious federal charges.
The Office of Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, who would become interim mayor should Adams step down, issued this statement. It reads, "The news of this indictment is itself incredibly serious. As the facts emerge, the public advocate will have more to say to the people of New York City. And right now, he is focused on how to best ensure that New Yorkers can regain trust, confidence, and stability in city government." We're still waiting to hear from Governor Hochul, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Speaking of the governor, under the city charter, she could suspend Adams for up to 30 days and then remove him following hearings where he would get a chance to defend himself. So what do regular New Yorkers think should happen? We asked folks outside Gracie Mansion.
Minutes after Mayor Adams was indicted, we saw several vehicles pulling in and out of Gracie Mansion, along with police barricades up, barricading Gracie Mansion from every entrance and exit. Upper East Siders say they're not surprised at all.
I had a feeling that this was coming, given that everybody in his cabinet seems to be resigning. I am disappointed.
He started strong and then things just seemed to open up and wasn't too flattering.
What are your feelings now hearing he's been indicted?
I think he should resign. Yeah, it's surprising.
The indictment is still sealed, but Mayor Adams has put out a video saying that he is innocent and that he is prepared to fight this. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of Gracie Mansion.
For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. A New York appeals court today to hear arguments in Donald Trump's fight to overturn a civil fraud judgment that, with interest, has grown to $489 million. The former president is asking the state's intermediate appellate court to toss out the findings by Judge Arthur N. Gorin that Trump deceived banks, insurers, and others for years by lying about his wealth on paperwork that was used to make deals and secure loans. The civil suit was brought by State Attorney General Letitia James, whose office has argued that the judge's decision is backed by overwhelming evidence. State Senator Andrew Gonardis joining pet owners in Chelsea to back a bill called the PAWS Act. This stands for Protecting Animals Walking on the Street. It would up the penalties against drivers who injure or kill a pet.
Certainly don't do enough to protect our four-legged friends as well. And the harm caused to them is just as great as if it were happened to a child, a senior, a parent, an adult. And it should not be, it should be a lot more than just a 50-buck fine.
Well, under the current law, there are only fines for hitting or killing a pet or service animal if the driver made an illegal U-turn. The new bill proposes increasing the maximum penalties to between $200 and $750. Lawmakers won't take it up, however, until sometime next year in the next legislative session. Hey, we have the results from yesterday's semifinal round of voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. It was Simon the Basset Cattle Dog over Mello the Samoyed, 3,467 votes to 955. Next week, Ziggy the Yorkie Mix goes up against Bertie the Pomeranian. That vote's coming up next Wednesday on Instagram, Facebook, and X polls at Dog Mayor NYC.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.